We sit glued to the TV set all night
and every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple.
Hello and welcome to TV Times 3, episode number 44. I'm Ray from
I'm Ray from ramblingsofatvwhore.com.
I'm Jason the TVaholic from TVaholic.com.
And I'm Emery from MyTakeOnTV.com.
And I'm off to a great start today.
Is that from stumblingsofatvwhore.com?
Oh, Lord. I don't know why it didn't come out right. But
what?
Shut up.
What?
Shut up. Shut up. Much like I don't know why that one. Moving on.
It's time for the news.
Oh, there's a lot of news this week, isn't there?
I don't know. I have 5 things on the list.
That's a lot. That's more than we have ever.
So that's more than the 7 things we had last week?
Yes. If my math is correct.
That darn okay. New math.
Okay. I gotta find the email.
You don't. The Vampire Diaries sets a new premiere record for the CW with 4.84 million viewers.
To which I have to say, gah.
Look, here's the thing. The question is not what it set on its premiere. The question will be, how does it follow it up?
Right. Exactly.
That's the question. Even if it were to lose like a third of those viewers, it would still be like the second highest rated show on the CW.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So,
it'll be interesting to see what type of ratings it does.
Oh, and along with that, cast members were arrested this week in Atlanta for being idiots.
This week?
Was it 2 weeks ago? Was it? Well, last week, 2 weeks ago, whenever they were in, they were taking photographs on a wall, on a something.
I agree with Kevin Williamson on this.
It totally was. Yeah, I just thought it was funny.
And I knew as soon as I saw one who was with them, as I saw those pictures, I was like, I remember them wearing those shirts in the photo shoot pictures. I was like, they were arrested doing a photo shoot.
Exactly.
I mean, not that I condone hanging off a overpass, but I don't think
they were going to
do it. Do it for.
I don't think they were intentionally flashing. Yeah, exactly.
Those darn accidental flashings.
Yes.
That get you arrested every time.
Well, because they were hanging down, so their shirts were falling down, so.
The best is the pictures from
the mug
being
shots.
Arrested. Yeah, their mug shots. They're all, half of them are all like smiling, like they're taking headshots for, you know.
Exactly. They didn't care.
They knew how ridiculous it was.
Exactly. All right. So that's
look,
that.
If you've seen some of Tyler Shields' pictures, you know it could have been a lot worse. That's all I got to say to that.
It really could. Exactly. So that's that. Next up. And this is sad. I'm really sad about this. Maura Tierney has pulled out of Parenthood because she has her battle with cancer. Chemotherapy. It's a bummer, too. I loved her in the pilot.
Yeah, she was really good in what was a really good episode, a really good show.
Mm-hmm.
How much of the pilot? I haven't seen it. How much of the pilot are they gonna have to reshoot now?
A lot of it.
Probably. Yes, I mean her storyline is like at least a quarter of the. Actually, I'd say it's like a third of the.
Yeah, they started shooting any of the other episodes.
I know they
stopped because of her, but. I wasn't sure if they had actually started and then decided to stop.
I don't know.
But yeah, she's like, you know, her storyline of coming home and bringing her 2 kids with her is a good portion of there's like 3 main storylines kind of running through the episode.
Yeah. So that's that. And then I don't remember anything else because I was told I didn't need the email.
The next item on the list is Ellen DeGeneres being hired as the 4th judge on American Idol for the next season.
Oh, God. Here's the thing. I like her. I very much like her. I think she's hilarious. But what critique is she going to have to offer other than, oh, I liked you, or oh, what's with the hair? Like, I don't know.
There's two things on that. One is she's only going to be on it once the actual shows start. She's not going to be doing any of the the audition rounds. The other thing I don't like is that they went back to a fourth judge, which was, I thought, was part of what was annoying about last year and all the episodes running long and everything, is because they were trying to get four opinions in after everybody sang instead of, you know, just three.
Mm-hmm. Especially her opinion, because she's funny, so she's going to try and milk it and, like, make jokes or whatever.
And unless she's, you know, like the... Is she supposed to be sort of like the every person judge? The person has, like, no specific musical background, just somebody that likes music, you know, like the audience?
Yeah. But they didn't have that before, so I'm not sure why they need it now. I don't know. I'll check it out, see what she does, but...
I just thought it was odd, and I more so don't like it because it's four judges, and it means that potentially things like whatever's going to be following it in the winter will be running, it'll be running long and postponed.
Yeah, so preemptively, folks, remember to set your DVD, your DVRs for an extra 10 minutes because Glee or whatever runs over.
Glee?
All right. I don't know what's after it.
Well, actually, there's only four things on my list, so I couldn't even count.
Anyway, so, then what's next?
The last thing on the list that I have is Brian Fuller, the creator of Pushing Daisies, and Bryan Singer, executive producer of House, are adapting the book Cellavision for NBC.
I'm happy to hear about Cellavision. I don't really have any Cellavision.
Yeah.
I don't have any comments on it until it...
It sounds like a good creative team.
Yeah, it sounds like a good creative team and an interesting behind the scenes of a home shopping network. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, that's a little bit different.
I know someone who works at a home shopping network. I'll have to ask him when it comes out. It's real life.
They could have a lot of fun with that.
Yep. 10 Things I Hate About You was renewed.
That's true.
And Ruby and the Rockets was canceled. There's news. In the no doy category.
My Boys was also renewed.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, see, so we had 6 things on our list. Still not more than 7, but, you know.
Whatever.
No, but I was really, I was glad for both of those, especially My Boys, because that's always the show that, like, it just sort of hangs out there forever, and then all of a sudden you hear that they're going to shoot more episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So on to the topic of the week.
ABC!
That's right, ABC and their 6 gazillion new shows.
ABC, BBD, Little Boys to Men. Back again. Anyway.
Start with the easy day of Sunday, which is America's Funniest Home Videos on October 4th, and then Extreme Makeover Home Edition, Desperate Housewives, and Brothers and Sisters, all starting on September 27th.
I have Desperate Housewives and Brothers and Sisters set to, they both get third chances this season, and 3 and done in my world. They're set to record in the bedroom, not the living room, so they're going to be weekend, well, it's on the weekend, but you know what I mean. I'm not going to come home and watch it on Sunday night.
It's the old 3 seasons and out policy.
Yeah, exactly.
They can't hook you.
No, 3 tries and out. I didn't even watch all of last season of either show.
Well, I'll be watching Desperate Housewives and Brothers and Sisters. It's kind of like habit now. Just like that's on.
Yes. Not Ray.
Sorry, you lost me last season. I'm not coming back.
Yes.
Okay.
That's Sunday.
That's Sunday. Monday, we'll be Dancing with the Stars, followed by Castle.
I will not be watching Dancing with the Stars, but since I am recently a UFC fan, like I said, I do hope Chuck Liddell wins.
Can't worry.
Also, I'll be watching Castle.
I'll be watching Castle, and that first episode is really good.
It is good. I liked it.
It's all right.
All right.
Well, I mostly liked it for the, I mean, he has just a bunch of really good lines that all come off really well.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the return of the poker game with the fellow authors, writers is always fun when they throw that in.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's Monday.
The other thing is in that time slot, it's not like you can do any better than Castle. with CSI Miami and Jay Leno as competition.
Right.
In the hour, so.
But I don't think that's a bad show by any means.
I'm just saying that it's a sort of by far the best option in the 10 o'clock hour.
Right.
So on to Tuesday, which will be V as of November 3rd, followed by the Dancing with the Stars results show. And that'll be followed by another new show, The Forgotten, as of September 22nd.
The what?
Yes. Sorry. And Ray makes the same joke.
Yeah. It wasn't funny before we started recording, and it's still not funny.
I don't think it wasn't funny. I think I just didn't know what you were talking about. So I guess in a way.
Actually, that's what was funny about it.
Anywho, I will be watching V because I freaking love it. And I will not be watching Dancing with the Stars results show. And I will be watching a second episode of Forgotten to see if I will continue.
I will be watching V. Well, until the second episode anyway.
Right, you're going to take it to the second episode and see what happens next.
I really liked the first episode, so I will give it a second episode.
Exactly, exactly. That's how we do it.
But they, well, I just mean, like, I think the first episode is really well produced because it was a pilot episode, so I'm not sure.
That's true, that's true. And they've been a lot of behind-the-scenes squabbles about whatever.
But I did like all the people involved when I met them at Comic-Con, so.
Yeah, me too.
I will not be watching that other show that I can't remember right now.
You changed it up now to make it a little funnier.
You laugh?
You're gonna keep trying. I know you're going to keep trying.
It was sort of a courtesy laugh for the effort.
No, that's how
it wasn't a courtesy laugh. She actually laughed out loud. Come on.
Yes, that's right. That's right, people. There you go. An actual genuine laugh from Amory.
Anyway.
Moving on.
I want, from V, I want one of those giant spaceships to hover over my house. That turns into a giant that turns into a giant video board?
No.
That
would
be you could totally, I mean, that'd be
only
the biggest screen TV ever.
TV shows.
That's right. If I could, you know, it's gotta be able to get pretty much everything. And
I guess they could win me over that way. Here, Ray, we want you to watch your shows on this huge
You could always go outside and watch because you wouldn't have to worry about rain. You could just sit back and watch on a giant screen.
That's true.
I thought it was really good. And I'll be watching more to see where they go from that first episode. But it wasn't my favorite new show from ABC. But we'll get to that later.
Okay. It's a little suspense, a little preview for later in the conversation.
That's right. But The Forgotten is, I don't know, it's pretty good. I mean, it's okay if you like procedurals and mysteries type of things. If you like Cold Case, you'll probably like this because it's basically the same show with just a different group of people doing the investigating.
Yes, with an equally bad haircut.
And the only addition is potential backstory elements for each of the characters of why they're volunteering as to do these types of investigations.
Mm-hmm.
But it had a lot of just the whole the feel of the way it's filmed and the things that happen in it. It's like watching Cold Case with a different cast.
Yes. So that's The Forgotten. Ray's not watching because she already doesn't know what it's called.
What? What are you talking about?
What?
I'm sorry. You set me up for that one. So
I'm sorry. What am I laughing? I'm hurting your ears. Anyway. Moving on from Tuesday, because seriously.
We're not talking about CBS till next week, but I'd give The Good Wife the edge over The Forgotten.
Yes. So there's a little keep you in suspense till next week. We're all about the suspense today.
But would say that Sons of Anarchy is by far the best option.
Yes. Not to Ray, because Ray, do you go to sleep at 10 o'clock on Tuesdays?
I prefer to go to sleep at 10 o'clock on every day if I could.
Excellent.
Which means we need to hurry this up.
I love it.
What are you talking about? It's not even 6 o'clock.
Okay, to Wednesday.
Okay, Wednesday. Wednesday. Wednesday, which is all new, will start off as of September 30th with Hank followed by The Middle. And then as of September 23rd, be followed by Modern Family and Cougar Town and Eastwick closing out the night.
Yes. I hated Hank. Hated it.
Did you hate it?
It was just, oh my God, I can't even.
It was pretty, it was like sort of, I don't know, paint by numbers, write by, you know, comedy. It was like.
And nobody's coloring in the lines.
Sucks. But they were, you know, jokes are, you know, you see them coming and.
Yes.
They're not funny when they get there most of the time. And yeah, that's my pick for the first one out on that comedy
book. Oh, no. I think Brothers is going to be the first one out. Fox,
no, I mean
Brothers.
On the ABC comedy block. Oh, okay. On that ABC comedy block, that'll be the first one out, potentially, or should be, but, you know, who knows.
Anyway, but I did like The Middle. I did like Modern Family so very much. I did like Cougar Town a lot, and I am giving Eastwick the second episode.
Is that out of deference to the people behind it?
Yes. It has nothing to do with the people on the screen.
It's nothing to do with the people in front of it.
Yeah.
I just mean she didn't really enjoy the pilot of that one. That's all
yes,
I'm saying.
Exactly. What about everybody else?
I didn't mind the pilot of Eastwick. I mean, it wasn't great, but I kind of liked the cast.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm partial to anything that Lindsay Price is in, so that's a forewarning that I may be biased.
Yeah, and maybe I'm biased because I don't like Rebecca Romijn, Lindsay Price, Kristen Ray Newman, or Jamie Ray Newman, or...
Do you like anybody on this cast?
Matt Dallas.
Okay.
I love Matt Dallas.
I enjoyed the Eastwick pilot. They're going to hate me for saying this, but I felt, and I don't because it's three witches, but it had kind of a charmed feel to me. Not because it's three witches in a town. Just because of the, I don't know how to explain the, just the tone felt similar, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it. I will be checking out another. I loved Modern Family. It's one of my,
oh my God, I loved Modern
one of the
Family.
Few families that I, one of the few families, one of the few new shows that I, has an automatic season pass,
mm-hmm,
based on the great pilot. I will be checking out Cougar Town some more because I actually liked the pilot of that one. Mm-hmm. I like the people involved. I, as Amory knows, did not love The Middle.
Right.
I don't think Patricia Heaton is as great in it as everybody else says.
Oh, I don't either.
But I didn't hate it either. I expected to hate it because I hated the clips, but I enjoyed it enough that I probably will check it out again.
I'm being perfectly honest. The reason I like The Middle is the kid. The little kid. He cracks me up so much. Sorry.
He does make me laugh.
Oh my God, he's so funny.
I do love whispering.
Yeah, the middle was sort of, you know, a middle of the road comedy. It was, you know, I could take it or leave it, but we'll probably watch another couple episodes to see,
mm-hmm,
how they do. Yeah, Modern Family is really good. If you see an ad for it on TV, look away, close your ears, because it's much better not knowing anything about it than the way they're advertising it.
See, I just think it's hilarious. I don't care about the quote-unquote big reveal at the end that we weren't originally supposed to give away, but now the commercials give away. I think that the show itself, it stands up without
even
meaning
that.
Well,
it still does, yeah. But I still think that was like just a little extra that really kind of gave it, mm-hmm, gave it something a little different than just it being funny all the way through. It had I think it's after all that trouble to go and start ruining, you know, basically.
Maybe because I read the pilot, so I knew it was that. So like I wasn't expecting to be surprised.
Yeah, but were you surprised when you read the pilot?
Not really. So. Maybe my opinion never matters anyway.
And then, so Modern Family is really good. And then Cougar Town, I really like too. I think that hour should do well.
Should do well, but it's smart comedy, so God knows.
Yeah, so.
Dan Bird is killer, dude. I love that kid.
And I like Eastwick enough to mm-hmm, to watch again. And it's I don't know. I'd probably pick CSI New York over Eastwick, but if I had to like choose one thing in the hour to watch, but it's still and it does have, as Ray mentioned, now that she mentioned that, it does sort of have a, I don't know, sort of the flow of the episode, kind of, I think, the way things have Charmed.
Mm-hmm.
Not the the point of the show or what, anything, but, and then also I like Sarah Rue. And
yep.
So that's Wednesday. And then Thursday.
Thursday,
which I think it will be, Thursdays are a really good night of TV for ABC. And the little preview from before is a flash forward that starts on the 24th of September. That was my favorite new ABC show.
Flash forward, I did like Flash forward a whole lot.
And then that'll be followed by Grey's Anatomy on the 24th, and then Private Practice will start on October 1st.
And I do want to say thank God that Gabrielle Union and I have called a truce, because she's in Flash Forward for a couple episodes, and I love the show. And I got to be honest, the whole reason we called our truce is because of Flash Forward, because of how much I enjoyed it.
And because you're able now to focus your ire on mini Gabrielle Union?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly it. Hmm. So I'll be watching that. I'll be watching Grace. I'll be watching Private Practice. And here's the thing. I've been saying this all over, left and right, Twitter, Facebook. I watched Grey's Anatomy. I watched Private Practice premieres. And I came out of it preferring Private Practice for the first time ever. And I'm not exactly sure how I feel about that or what that says about me, because, wow.
Well, granted, the Grey's Anatomy is the first hour of what will be 2 hours, but it's basically the story that takes place that picks up from where the season left off.
Right, so the first hour of Grey's Anatomy versus Private Practice, I preferred Private Practice.
I would agree. It was, I think, by far the best episode of Private they've done on Private Practice.
Yeah.
Granted, you have to have, I mean, you don't have to have seen all the episodes beforehand, but because they do, the way the episode is shot with some flashbacks and stuff like that, it can somewhat stand on its own. But if you've watched, especially the end of last season, where this storyline goes is really good.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I've decided to give it a third shot.
They might get you on that third season.
It might.
And then flash forward, I just really like the premise and the group of people that they've given us to follow, and the stories that they've set up for you to follow, and the overall mystery. Just I thought it works really well. I like the mm-hmm. cast, and you want to know, like at the end of the episode, you want to know more about what's going on, and are these things really going to happen to these people in 6 months? I just really liked it.
Agreed. Ray, did you watch it?
I've watched all three.
And what do you think? What are your thoughts?
I enjoyed Flash Forward. I was a little disappointed by it. It wasn't quite as good as I was expecting it to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I am curious to see where they go, so I will be tentatively putting it on my schedule. I enjoyed both Grey's and Private Practice premieres. I thought, I'm not watching Private Practice, for the record.
Yeah, I was just going to say, didn't you...
This didn't change my mind. There are some things that I felt like you had to suspend your belief a lot on the Private Practice one, but other than that, mm-hmm. I enjoyed them both. So I didn't enjoy one over the other. So I don't have as big of a problem with Grey's as everybody else does. I don't know why. I just don't.
I'm not saying I didn't like Grey's. I'm just saying I preferred Private Practice.
I wasn't speaking of just you two. I meant in general.
I was just changing.
Everybody does seem to feel how you guys feel. So I just don't feel that way.
I gotcha.
Or I just don't have the same issues. But I haven't watched it from the very beginning, so.
I ain't mad at you, Ray. I watched America's Next Top Model today, and Miss J kept saying, I ain't mad at it. I ain't mad at it. So I'm going to slowly bring that into my vernacular, I think.
Okay.
I ain't mad at you.
Well, I think that's why what sort of the shocking thing about Private Practice is so good is it's not that the Grey's Anatomy, like when you compare the two, it's not that the Grey's Anatomy episode is bad,
mm-hmm.
and that Private Practice is a lot better, but it's just a mediocre episode. It's the Grey's Anatomy episode is really good, and the Private Practice episode is just really, really good.
Yes. So that's that. That's Thursday.
Which they could seriously, they have a shot of seriously dominating Thursday nights.
A lot of people are just
think so.
I think the Mentalist is going to dominate the end of the
Mentalist
night
is going to dominate 10 o'clock. CSI is going to continue to dominate Thursday at 9. I think as CBS has it, because Survivor's still getting big ratings.
Like that overall, I think they have the potential to sort of take the lead for like a night, you know, the overall rating of the night. Because I don't know. Well, it'll be interesting to see what CSI does. But it seems like something that may sort of start to trickle and lose viewers over the next couple of years. But that's next week.
Yes.
So Friday will be Super Nanny as of October 16th. And that'll be followed by Ugly Betty as of October 9th. And 2020 will close out the night as of it started last Friday, September 11th.
I'm going to call Ugly Betty because that's it.
You don't have a reason?
No. I guess because I like Mark
and
Amanda.
There's no way to justify it, Amory. That's why.
Yeah.
There's
Can
no
I
way
just
to
take a minute?
It?
To comment on my sister's Twitter. It's not related. It's related to the VMAs, which are currently happening as we're talking. My sister, I remember when I actually cared about watching the VMAs. It just isn't the same when NSYNC isn't battling BSB for a Moon Man. I love brains. Anyway, continuing. That was to take your mind off the fact that I said I was going to watch Ugly Betty.
Diversion tactic.
Did it work?
No.
In case you're unsure, Amory's watching Ugly Betty, but I will not be watching anything on ABC on Friday nights.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good because there's so many other things on all the other networks and cable that are on Friday. So
yeah.
And then Saturdays will continue to be Saturday night college football.
And I don't watch college football, so
I watch that depending on who the matchup is, who's playing.
Mm-hmm.
But that's. That's ABC.
So that's ABC.
And they're just, gosh, what is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 new shows.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Only 8, but yeah, that's a lot.
My math is off tonight. Whatever. So that's ABC.
One more show than we had news items last week. But
yes, and I guess. I just want to add one thing that into the darkness or dark blue or into the blue or whatever, the deep end, that's what it's called, starts in January since we talked about other things. Nobody has seen the pilot yet, but I saw the pilot 2 years ago in a market research survey, and I liked Matt Long, but I'm hearing that the new pilot is nothing like the old pilot, so I'm a little nervous, but we'll see what happens. So that's ABC.
So potentially they have a really good show that may not be anything like it.
Yes, exactly.
Awesome.
Excellent. Excellent. So, guess what it's time for? Prime time. I don't have the list in front of me. Go fig.
Prime time.
Well, do you ever?
Yeah.
No, except that one time I did, and I still screwed up.
That one time. She wrote it down with paper and pencil and everything.
It was actually a pen, and it was in a Sudoku book. In the interest of full disclosure. So what are we talking about? What's first?
First show on the list is Greek, Season 3, Episode 2, Our Fathers.
I like Greek a lot.
I love this episode. I thought it was freaking hilarious.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. Really good. Tom Amandes is awesome. That's Jordan's dad, everybody. Parentheses.
Well, I like the casting of the dads was was really good, too.
Yes. Agreed. I'm glad to see how they're handling the Ashley, Fisher, Rebecca, Kat, Casey situation. It's not all forgiven, like it would be on another cheesy teen drama. And I love this show.
Well,
those are my thoughts. Ray, you were going to say.
I was going to say they didn't do all forgive and forget the last time it happened either on the show.
Exactly, but the point is that it happened last time, which that's one point of contention for me.
Yeah, it's still a point of contention for me, except that at least this time all it was a kiss.
Right. Exactly.
And I'm not sure what's like in the scene that we saw, it certainly looked like Fisher was kissing her back. And yet he keeps saying that she just kissed him, and I'm not sure. Yes. I'm not sure if it's really supposed to be that way, or if it was just the scene was played wrong, and they're now trying to say that, you know what I mean?
Right, because he's like, so wait, what are we doing? And she's like, I don't know, but then she kissed him anyway, and he kissed back. You would think that if he said that he pushed her away right away, that he would have actually been shown pushing her away and walking away. So, right.
So I don't know. I don't love that part of it, but other than that, I liked this episode.
Yeah, I really liked the episode. I just thought it was one of the funnier episodes they've had, and I love the, I mean Calvin had a lot of great lines with Rusty, like the where Rusty just can't seem to keep his mouth shut with Jordan's dad, and they get up to go get a beer, and Calvin's just like, make it stop, please make it stop, and or telling him, you know, don't let him see you run. But I also like the opening with the Rusty's quiet zone for studying, and the silent charades.
Silent charades was pretty awesome.
The charades behind him was silent charades was really funny, especially once Cappy was there and sort of was like talking, trying to be quiet, but also acknowledging what the charades were going on behind.
And Cappy's whole thing about like his tea. What was the list of like activities that he does?
The book club and.
Oh my god, the book club! I forgot that this was Booktacular. Booktacular with Dale and Cappy. My god, it's incredible. So anyway, Greek is awesome, and the next episode's really good too. Spoiler alert.
Okay, the next thing on our list is 10 Things I Hate About You.
Which I love this show.
Since it's been picked up, has it been picked up for a second season, or has it been picked up for, I read someplace that somebody called it the second 10 episodes of season one.
I think it's season two.
It probably, well, that's the way ABC Family does it. Like, they split it by 10, and they usually end up doing it like it's season one episode, you know what I mean? But they have referred to it themselves as the second season, but I think that in the end, it will end up probably being like the second half of the, or chapter two. I don't know how they're going to do it. That's how they did it with Greek. It was like chapters.
Mm-hmm.
So Don't Leave Me This Way was either the first season finale or the summer season finale or something. Either way, it was the last of the first 10 episodes.
And I liked it.
But you loved it.
I did. Sorry. I loved it.
Well, I just wanted to know if it, after a week of thinking about it, did it downgrade or something, or?
No. I'm not going to speak anymore.
That's not true.
I think I threaten that every week.
And
at any rate.
It's yet to stick.
I liked the group sing in the courtyard, and that was this episode, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And the look that Patrick gives Kat when she arrives outside with his backpack. Oh, Patrick Verona. Let me count the ways how much I love you.
Oh,
that
yeah,
was the one, yeah, because that was the cliffhanger.
I will say this about the episode. I didn't think it was a particularly great finale.
Right. I think it was definitely written like they were coming back.
Well, let me put it this way. When I watched it, I didn't think about it being the finale until somebody actually said that it's the finale. And I was like, oh, man. Because the episode itself didn't, like, at any point feel, like, finale-like to me. So and maybe that's maybe it is really the first half of the season, and they were just hoping, for, you know what I mean? Because it really wasn't, it just didn't feel finale-like to me. Other than that, I really liked it. I just didn't feel like,
I don't know, the way the way it ended, I thought it worked okay as either a season finale or a half-season finale. But to me, I mean, I liked the episode, but I've started liking the show so much based on the last, two or three episodes, which have become really funny. And this one didn't have quite the level of funny moments in it as the previous two. So it was comedy-wise, it was a little bit of a letdown, but I thought overall, story-wise, in the progression of the story that they're telling, that it worked well.
I can't wait for it to come back. That's it.
Starts production in October?
Yes.
October.
That's the rumor.
No, I think it's true.
Okay.
It's a rumor.
Because one of the actresses on the show was up for a different role, not a different, like a role in a movie, and it's going to conflict. Anyway.
Oh. Spoiler alert. It's not really. All right, so that's that.
Okay. Next show on the list is the second season premiere of 90210, To New Beginnings. To which I say, go back to the old way.
And I
that
say,
sucked, but was still better.
I don't think the old way was better.
Oh, I hated this episode. I hated that. I mean, even like the acting was seemed worse. The way it was put together and edited and filmed seemed worse. And the new cast of, you know, what 40-year-olds they have playing 17-year-olds.
Now that was ridiculous.
I'm over exaggerating because they actually only look 30. But
oh no, I think Teddy Duncan's like 35 and he's playing 17, which is just the epitome of absurdity, if you ask me.
Yeah, it was just I don't know, there was pretty much
I don't like it. I don't think I'm with you acting, but I thought that Naomi's lines were funnier. I thought that things were written a little sharper, and I think that their effort to change it to kind of the West Coast Gossip Girl, it's better than it had been. Like, I don't know. I didn't watch last season because I didn't like it, but I'm going to watch the second episode this season. So we'll see what happens.
It gets worse. The second episode is terrible.
Well, I mean, I didn't hate it, so I don't know if I'm going to hate it. I'm just going to watch it and form my opinion and say it again. So that's 90210, which I know Ray doesn't watch.
I do not watch. Not gonna watch. Even if you held my feet to the fire, it's not happening.
Even if you held my feet to the fire. Oh, that's intense.
Yeah. Well, I'd say there's nothing in the new season, in their new beginnings, to even give you any sort of reason to do so.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's enough railing on 90210. And on to something better. Something more.
What is next?
Gleeful.
Flee!
Oh.
I love this episode of Flee.
Yeah, the season. I guess it's the season premiere, Showmans.
Glee is awesome, and I love this episode, and I think that it's incredible. And that's all I really keep saying because I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it so much.
I agree. This is the episode that worked since I was not as in love with the show as everybody else was after the pilot. But then I saw this episode and now I love it.
I'm still in the not as in love with it as everybody else is category, even after this episode. And I think I figured out what it is that bothers me about the show. And it's not the music, but the way the musical numbers are put together is they seem fake.
They are.
I mean, but they see it goes off and it's like, it just, to me, all I see is just really bad lip syncing going on. And,
that's what it is. It's bad lip syncing, but the singing, I mean, they all actually sing.
Yeah, I know, but but the way it's put together is, it's like, it's not even, it just looks, it just looks too separate from the, what you're seeing on screen taking place and the music that you're hearing. It doesn't mesh well.
I think that they'll get better at it.
And so they had a couple of big, especially the classroom scenes. Like, it started out, she's singing, but then all of a sudden you're hearing the music, just all of a sudden it totally separates from what you're seeing. And to me, it takes away from it for me. It just, because all I see is like a bad stadium lip sync performance going on.
And, well, I think they'll get better at it. Most of the actors in the show like are bred acting. They're more singers than they are acting, and they don't do that a lot. And they all recorded the songs before they put it to the show, so they probably weren't really aware of what they were doing. And it's not very easy to do like a live sing and production standpoint. I mean, I agree with you. I think that the lip sync is very off, but I think that it will get much better. And I think that I still think it's hilarious. I still think that they're fantastic. And I am in love with the show.
Well, apart from that, when it's not singing, you know, the story and the one-liners And what Sue is just a quote machine, and
yes, she is.
And you just too many it's the stuff about here, take some iron, it'll help you with your menstruation. And he's like, I don't, and she's like, neither do I. And you
just if you like Sue in this episode, you'll love her in episode 4.
And
Ray.
I like that part of the show, and I like the singing part of the show when
I like the singing part of the show.
The music is good, but not the scenes. The music is good, but not the scenes of them doing a lot of.
And I have an idea of what you can do.
I didn't notice. I want to go back and watch the first episode because I don't recall it. Me noticing that until watching the second episode.
You should close your eyes at those scenes. You'll be able to hear when they're over.
Yeah, but you want to see what they're. You want to see some of what they're doing and stuff like that, because
Well, then you are SOL, my friend.
I know.
Friend.
That's what I'm saying. It's just with that that small part of the show. That's the part that's leaving me from totally loving it like everybody else.
And then Quinn, join the Glee Club. Say a little prayer.
Say a little prayer for you. Forever and ever.
That song always reminds me of my best friend's wedding. God, I love it.
With the background cheerleaders.
And yes. Yeah, I'm excited to see episode 3 because I've only seen episode 4. And I want to see, as we're watching episode 4 at my house, we're all like, there's got to be something missing. No, they just cut out the whole story. We were all a little convinced. I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure there's an episode missing. And then there was. So we'll see what happens next week.
I actually can't wait. What? Nothing.
Ray, you just stopped mid-sentence.
I said, never mind.
Because you're just very excited for it.
I am. I can't wait to see an episode I haven't seen.
I know. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I know. I am really excited. So that's Glee. Glee, everybody. Glee.
The question I have to ask, though, is if you had direct TV on Wednesdays.
Friday Night Lights.
Yeah. It's still Friday Night Lights.
It's my favorite show.
Okay.
But I don't have direct TV, so I don't have to worry about that.
Woohoo! And just to jump back really quick to 90210, that dude turns 31 in October, according to IMDb.
Too old to be playing 17. Moving on. Totally.
Okay, back to...
That would be like me playing a 12-year-old, and I certainly can't play a 12-year-old.
Well,
anyway.
Over the phone, you could pull it off.
What? That's harsh. Now I'm really not talking.
Sorry. Just left that one teed up there.
Yeah, I didn't. No, I didn't. I don't sound like a 12-year-old at all. Oh, my God. Anyway, moving on. What's our next show?
Set up a poll. Supernatural. The season 5 premiere, Sympathy for the Devil, of which I don't watch. So what'd you guys think?
I really enjoyed it.
It wasn't like your favorite episode?
No.
It was a little
all over the place for it to be one of my favorite episodes.
It was all over the place. Oh my gosh.
I liked that they had the humor at the beginning so that when it got really intense, we'd already at least had a moment to laugh at the fangirl who, so funny. Would you please stop touching me? No.
I also like when Dean was like, shut up, ugly. I just thought that was the funniest line.
Somebody asked me if I thought that Dean fangirls would be upset that this was a Sam fangirl, but I think we had the Dean fangirl experience last season with the ultra meta episode. So I think that this was the flip side of that. So
yeah, exactly. Sam to got answer to have his the angry fangirl. Sam fans. Exactly.
And the whole touching thing is so true to what they do to them. So.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Anyway, but the one problem I had with it was that the beginning was way too confusing and they didn't
plane and stuff.
Yeah. Like
was that in the finale?
They didn't address what the hell happened after the plane went down. Like,
right.
The plane, like they flash to the plane and something's happening in the plane and the plane's going down and then they flash, then we flash to the car and I'm just like, what the hell is going on?
Exactly.
And I, honestly, I totally like was just like, okay, I'm just not going to think about that. I'm not going to think about it. But in reviewing the episode, I have to say that it is not one of my favorites, and I didn't love it for those reasons, because that was confusing, and they never really explained it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they can explain it. Cass is a super badass, though. He is.
Love him.
He is indeed. And I'm looking forward to the next episode for various reasons that I will not say, in case anybody in some miracle world has been unspoiled about the casting for the next episode.
Yes. So we'll leave it at that. Suspense! There's the suspense, everybody.
I don't know about suspense, but we'll leave it at that.
We'll leave it at that. Anyway, so that's Supernatural season premiere.
Love it.
Hey, the final show on our list for this week's prime time is Psych. Since we're recording on a Sunday, we actually have seen Friday's episode by now.
This is true. This is true.
Episode 5 of season 4, Sean has the yips.
It took me the longest time to figure out what the intro... Actually, you don't really find out what the intro had to do with anything until the end. So a lot of times I spend some time in the episode thinking, how is this going to relate to the story? And then it did.
Oh, of when he was a kid?
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. What's that called? The treadmill was very funny.
It was very funny.
Julia,
why is it blinking?
I put that there.
How did the phone get there? Like, I just... Oh, God.
I'm sure when you're running, you just drop it in there, and then you're just... I love that Sean just always has the phone with him, and yeah. Gus is like, Sean!
I love at the end where he's like, don't worry, we don't get service out here. Or, like, it doesn't reach this far. Like, he was worried. The guy was worried he was going to make a call or something. I thought this episode was very funny.
Call for help.
Yeah, I really liked this episode. I thought it was... yeah, it was really funny. It had lots of good lines, and then we got what we all were looking for this season, which was an episode that had like the whole gang back together again.
Yeah, I like when the gang's back together. Poor McNabb. Is that his name, McNabb?
Yep.
Oh, while I'm on the subject of McNabb.
Speaking of McNabb and injuries.
Oh my God, that dude should be fined. I don't know who it was that hit Donovan McNabb, but I'm coming after you. You hit him from the back when he was down in the end zone, and he has broken ribs. And our backup quarterbacks suck. Anyway, end rant.
Football podcast.
Yeah, but the football game was on TV today. Anyway.
Okay. I was also going to say that I liked Lassie in the police station as he was like, hold it up so I can see it.
Did you remember this guy? Yes, we got him. And he just creeps out. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, we need to go someplace else. This isn't working.
Love it.
Yeah, I liked it because he's like peeking out around the corner and there's two cops standing there and he kind of looks at him and goes back in. And he's not the best type of guy to be under house arrest type of thing, sort of.
Yeah, no, he's not. So good episode. Ray, where do you rank this episode in comparison to the episodes from the rest of the season?
It's much better than like the last two episodes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know, season wise, but I thought it was a good episode, like compared to the last two I've watched.
Yeah, especially better than the last one from 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely in the top half. I'm trying to remember now. But I think it was probably my second favorite episode of the season so far.
I don't remember the other episodes, but I thought it was awesome. What?
Because even though the first episode was kind of weird or a little bit odd with the setting change, it was I actually really liked that episode. So I'd say I like this one behind the season premiere.
Yes, so that's prime time. What's next week? Wait, did I see previews?
Bollywood Homicide.
I did not see previews.
It was brief, like right before the last scene.
They didn't want to spoil it.
They aired a preview in the. Like right before the last scene of the episode.
I do not remember.
Maybe I fast forwarded it since I was.
Oh, that's right. I fast forward through commercials because I watched it. Yeah. Okay.
Perhaps you both did, but they aired it. Because in fact, I rewound to go back to it to see it.
Excellent.
It had a what's his face? Heroes. Yeah. Not the ick to him, ick to heroes. Let me just clarify. I like Sentinel.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They did. Anyway. Now I do remember that. I did. I rewound and watched that, too. But there wasn't a whole lot about what it was. It was a pretty short promo.
Text message. Anyway.
For those of you who are wondering.
Anyway.
Okay. So.
Prime time.
Is done.
Thanks, Erica.
Yes. Thank you, Erica, for calling in and leaving us a voicemail.
Yeah, because it was really nice. She did so because nobody else was. And see, you can get yours played on the podcast, too, if you call.
Exactly.
In.
Exactly. Agreed.
Just like this.
Hey, TV Times 3 Podcast. This is Erica in Las Vegas. Just wanted to call and leave a quick comment because you guys said on last episode that nobody ever calls into the listener line and leaves a voicemail. So I wanted to do that because you guys are great. I really enjoy the show. I think it's hilarious whether you guys go out on tangents or not. I laugh. I listen to you guys on the way to work and at work sometimes, and I've been caught laughing out loud at something somebody said at work, and people and someone thinks that I was laughing at them, and I have to explain that it's what I'm listening to. I guess if I had to ask a question, what show that is off the air, whether it was canceled or was kind of, you know, bowed out gracefully and was able to end its run properly, would you want to bring back? And I guess on the other that's on TV right now, would you wish would just go away if you were given the choice to get rid of it? And I guess add a stipulation to it, I guess, besides the Wretched Beast, what other one would you like to get rid of? I think that one's kind of obvious. So, keep up the great work. Your podcast is definitely awesome, and I look forward to listening to it every week. Talk to you later. Bye.
Exactly.
And Erica, we will answer your questions next week, we promise. If you would like to call in, you can do so. Or snap on.
Yes, you can. Hey, you're allowed.
Was Erica the person who asked for instructions on how to call?
Somebody else did. Somebody else left a...
It was an email.
Yeah.
Or something.
Somebody fill out the contact form, I think.
Christina. The easiest way to do it is to use the 1-800 number that you see on the website, and then it gives you a little code that you type in. But that's the easiest way to call in if you're in the United States, because it will give you a number local to you so that you can call in and leave a message. If you do it through the website, you have to like click around on the website and click the little microphone and do it that way. But you can actually use your phone to call in and do it. And if anybody else has questions, you can let us know through the contact form, just like Christina did, on our website at tvtimes3.com.
Spell it all out.
Gus. and if any of you have feedback on ABC shows, what you plan to watch, what you plan to not watch, or anything that we talked about in primetime today, feel free to leave us comments on the website or to call into Snapvine as well.
Yes. I'm just all about positive reinforcement.
Or, you know, contact us via Twitter at twitter.com/TV3.
Spell it all out.
Gus. And is that it? That's all I needed, right?
And because it's like midnight, I don't have to eat tonight. So I'd be lying if I said, gotta eat.
The music was provided by iodapromonet.com. The song is TV Party. By the Asylum Street Spankers from their Mercurial title, put out by Yellow Dog Records. And that would be it.
That would be it, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks for listening.
I don't gotta eat, as it were.
Gotta sleep?
I have 7 minutes before I have to go to bed.
I gotta watch the VMAs is what I gotta do.
Ugh, nobody needs to watch that.
Yes.
I got 30 minutes before I gotta go to bed.
Person. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
What?
Brains won't stop text messaging me. Anyway. Hey, Brains.
Did you
Brains,
you know,
listen.
You can, the phone has, you know, an off and a...
No, that would be disrespectful.
And I put it in the other room and...
To turn your phone off?
No. To ignore a text message.
Amory. So it's disrespectful to ignore us while you take a text message? Is that what you're saying? Not disrespectful to ignore us?
Yes.
I'm still talking. I'm not ignoring you. I'm still a part of the conversation.
Also, clearly you're a little distracted.
I want to know why it is that about an hour in, Ray's microphone always goes fuzzy.
She's just sick of us. She's starting to like shake the.
Or is that your phone, or is that just your phone buzzing from all the text messages?
My phone is nowhere near us anymore. I threw it out just for you guys.
Oh my God. Are we done?
Yes.
Because I feel like we're done. God, I feel like we were done a while ago, but
yeah, just keep
we just
going.
Kept podcasting anyway.
That's right. Anyway. That's right. We just keep focused on the task ahead and
keep beating a dead horse is what we do anyway. All right, guys.
Well, that was I don't know. I think not a bad episode for this will be our last episode of the first year of doing this podcast.
Next week's a big one.
We did 44 episodes in the first year of the podcast.
Go us.
And so episode 45 will be our 1 year anniversary or so. As you can tell, we're all super excited about it.
Yes. I think we're just totally over it tonight because we're getting tired. Because unlike you, right. Who is 6:30,
yes,
right. It's 9:30 here.
And I have to go to bed.
Gotta sleep.
That's right. Well, that's right, because you guys got to get up early and go to work.
Yes.
Are you rubbing that in or something? What's going on right now?
I'm so close to just hanging up.
I'm just saying I don't have to go to work until 10 o'clock tomorrow night. So that has its own problems, but.
Yes. Anyway.
Okay.
All right.
We should go. We should say goodbye now.
Yeah, goodbye now.
Goodbye now.
Okay, so we should say goodbye now. Goodbye now. Now.
Goodbye now.
That was now.
Oh my God, I'm hanging up.
Goodbye.
All of a sudden, I was having a
Spaceballs.
A Spaceball flash. What is this? This is now, sir.
Oh my God.
All right.
Spaceballs, I'm hanging up. Bye.
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 We sit glued to the TV set all night.
And every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.
The wedding I was at on Friday, the final song was Don't Stop Believin'.
Was it the Glee version?
I was really excited. It was not the Glee version. I wish it was. But we sang at the top of our lungs. Ooh, boy.
Amory, I like that you waited until we were recording to tell us that.
That just happened to be the first. That was the next thing that was going to be out of my mouth. And I did wait till we were recording, just in case. It was kind of TV related.
It was kind of TV related.
Mm-hmm. Most of my things are.
That's it. Never mind.
Oh, Lord. Okay, let's get this show on the road, folks.
She's been talking for like 45 seconds, and I've already thought that twice. So.
Anyone else?
Who's blowing into their microphone?
I have no idea.
I don't think it was me. My mic's not even near my mouth.
And mine is in front of my nose. So it was a phantom. It was the ghost that is haunting my cousin's house.
Yeah, because there's no way to blow any air out of your nose.
Oh my God, it's in front of my nose. It's not under my nose. I don't think it was me.
Okay, enough about that.
This was the top. Nothing in my sentence came out correctly.
I hate to break it to you, but I don't think anything in your sentence came out at all.
Yeah, anyway, what I was going to say.